Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Moriarty South Panthers look to claim their fourth consecutive sectional championship as they head to Martinsville tonight at Bill Seiderwitz Field to take on the Martinsville Artesians. South, winners of three in a row, might have played their best game of the season last weekend in beating rivals North.
Well, no question about it. I think that, it went back to practice last week. We came in Monday and said, this is our game plan. This is what we need to do. And we talked about you got to come out each day and practice. It doesn't matter what the weather's like. You could have bad weather on Friday night too. So the kids, you have to give them credit because practice was workmanlike. It's been that way this week as well. But they came out. We wanted to get after them up front. We did. We wanted to take the ball away. We did. And we didn't want to turn over, and we did. So I thought we came out and did what we wanted to do.
It all hasn't been highlight reel material this year for Bloomington South, but this bunch has shown themselves to be a resilient one.
We're sitting there after the Terre Haute South game. We're, I think, probably as low as we've been, and kind of rallied around each other. And each week, they continue to work hard. We continue to play a little bit better. And the group of kids right now that's in that locker room that will take the field are, it's a great bunch of kids. They've, again, not many teams ever in any sport, any season, will go through as much adversity as that we went through this year and still, hang in there fighting. So, and the thing that we talked about is it's sectional time. You're still fighting. You still got a chance. And that's what we're trying to do, is just keep our hope alive.
The senior class is looking to be the first ever to win four straight sectional championships. You can hear it tonight, 6:30, Chalk Talk, 7 p.m. kickoff. Bloomington South and Martinsville from Bill Seiderwitz Field. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Head coach Tom Allen weighs in on the Wisconsin Badgers as they invade Memorial Stadium tomorrow. Bucky Badger is ranked 9th in the current college football playoff poll. That's going to be our new rankings for the rest of the year. And they bring an unbeaten record into Bloomington for Saturday's game.
Yeah, I mean, when you put the tape in, it's what you expect to see from them. Three tight ends at times, two tight ends most of the time. I formation and honk it right at you. That's what they do. They give you lots of looks and they don't make mistakes, and they protect the football well. They got just a stable of running backs. Just keep rotating them in, and they just pound you, and they try to beat you into submission, in the course of a game. And then they play great defense, matched up with it. Right now they're ranked 5th in the country defensively. So pretty good combination, ball control, eat the clock, and then you try to limit your possessions by that style of offense, and then play really good defense, very stingy against the run, big physical guys, very well coached. Coach Leonard does a great job. He's a young coach and doesn't coach with a lot of youth. He's very, very good on that side of the ball. So great staff, and I've coached against Coach Chris in the past when he was at Pitt and I was at another school. So they do what they do extremely well.
The Badgers are facing injury problems similar to the Hoosiers as tailback Jonathan Taylor, the freshman who ranks 4th nationally in rushing, is listed as questionable, as is their top wide receiver. For the Hoosiers, we'll see who's under center and made it through practice this week and see if any of the injured parties can return to Tom Allen's lineup. The formula for success: get ahead of Wisconsin, get them out of that running game, make them uncomfortable. Indiana, Wisconsin, noon on Saturday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.